You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with The Deal Farm. On today's Best Deal Ever episode, I've got Nellie Akalp. Nellie, how you doing?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Very good. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So Nellie is actually a small business expert. She's actually the CEO and founder of CorpNet. They're based out of LA. And Nellie, I guess tell us real quick, what does CorpNet do?
We provide the most comprehensive, cost-effective services to any new startup entrepreneur and existing business owner who wants to start an additional business, or you want to start a new business, whether it's incorporating your business, setting up an LLC, or setting up a sole proprietorship or a partnership. And we provide all the document filing services necessary to bring such entities into existence. And we provide them in all 50 states.
Man, very interesting. Well, very applicable too for real estate investors who in a lot of cases end up putting together entities to hold properties. And we'll get into that in a little bit more detail here shortly. I understand that you're also a real estate investor, so I'd love to maybe if you took us back and gave us sort of a history of how you got into real estate investing and then how you even found yourself, you know, founding CorpNet.
Well, in essence, I think everybody is a real estate investor if they own a piece of real estate. And for me, my first coming into cross to being a real estate investor was owning my first house and finding it really and being lucky to find such a great house at such a low price. We purchased our first house after we founded our company back in 1997. And it was one of those flukes where, you know, the house was listed and my husband was like, this is too good to be true. Let's go take a look at this. And the house was listed, but nobody would come and visit it. So the owner who was trying to sell it had lowered the price over and over because nobody would come and see the house because it was so tucked away in the boonies, I would say. So we made an offer. It was a great steal for us. And we purchased the house for $592,000. And I believe it was like in 1999, 2 years after we started our first company. So our first company actually was the vehicle for us to get the funds to purchase our first house. And that was my first interaction in investing in real estate. And then fast forward to 2000, my goodness, I think it was like 2007 or 8 where we sold that piece of real estate, our house. And we purchased it for $592,000 and we sold it at the height of the, you know, real estate market for $1.5 million. So I lucked out in that investment. Yes, yes.
Well, that's part of living in Southern California. You kind of ride the highs and the lows, and you guys bought at the low. It sounds like it probably sold at the high.
We bought at the low. We were extremely lucky and we really, really sold at the, I mean, they offered us more than what we were asking for because the real estate market, especially the buyer's market, was so hot that people were just sending us offers left and right and outbidding each other. So we took the best offer and we sold that and on to our second real estate investment. And the story continues. And we, you know, had our first company for a while where, in essence, it was providing similar services to what we provide here at CorpNet. And our first company, we grew it to where it was doing a substantial amount of sales. And fast forward to 2005, we were blessed with the opportunity to be approached and was acquired by Intuit, the makers of QuickBooks, and then decided to take some time off, focus on our then growing three children at the time, and also decided to invest in our current home another piece of real estate, and then also in some commercial real estate. So real estate investing has been a part of my life ever since I've become an entrepreneur. But I also get to deal with both ends of it, not only from the standpoint of educating real estate investors on the necessity of protecting their real estate assets and investments by providing them education on why they should place it within an LLC or a, entity. And also I've been on the other end where I've been an owner of real estate, both residential and commercial. And I can talk about them as to the benefits of owning real estate, whether residential or commercial.
Interesting. So for you, you started out in kind of the corporate structuring. And then now that you've owned real estate and you've dabbled in commercial, now you really, I guess, firsthand understand the benefits of how to properly structure, corporate entity. Let's talk about that for a minute, because this is, I think, a subject that a lot of investors have questions about, and it's super applicable to real estate investors, is why do I need an LLC and how should I set it up?
Well, the LLC also stands for what we call the limited liability company. First and foremost, it's really to protect your personal assets and to also protect your investments. And really what is an LLC is, it's a natural entity on its own. And you set it up in the state that you own the asset, and it basically places that asset within the structure so that nobody can basically touch it or, come across it. And frankly, nowadays, most low interest commercial loans require the buyer to be a single sole purpose LLC, meaning that the only purpose of the LLC is to acquire the subject parcel and be the borrower. So most times when you're trying to get a commercial loan, and doing, real estate investments, whether it's for commercial use or if you're doing it as part of an investment with other real estate investors, even people who are trying to give you the loan on the property require you to place the entity within an LLC, putting the subject parcel within an LLC. And really, again, the main purpose of the LLC is for asset protection and liability protection. And it creates a layer of privacy between you, the owner of the asset, and anybody who's potentially trying to come after you if you've potentially wronged them.
So the big issue for most investors, okay, if let's say I've got a tenant in my property and they slip and fall or something happens and they, maybe they've got some malicious intent and they want to come after me. If I own the property personally, then, in essence, I'm at risk. There's a lot of exposure there, even my personal house and my personal assets, where if it's in an LLC, I'm basically under the umbrella of protection of that LLC. Is that right?
That is correct. And again, for purposes of transparency for this podcast, Ken, I am not a legal expert. I'm a small business expert. So, but generally speaking, you are absolutely correct. By placing that asset into an LLC, and God forbid if there's a slip and fall on that particular property, the owner is protected, and only if they are sued, they can go only to the extent of whatever is within the LLC.
So a lot of investors ask me, okay, so do I need, let's say I've got a single family house, it's only a $100,000 house, is it worth setting up an LLC for every individual house, or is it worth having maybe one LLC and four or five houses under that umbrella LLC?
It's a case by case scenario, and I would definitely recommend for a real estate investor to talk to their tax expert to see what will provide them with the best tax consequences and benefits. Generally speaking, the way we see it here at CorpNet and the clients that we deal with, if it's a client that's investing in real estate, and each property that he or she is investing in is also contains other real estate investors that are investing with him or her, then generally what we see is one LLC set up for each particular piece of property. And, there's the great plus with that is that you're keeping each LLC separate from another, and maybe the investors that you have within this LLC are not within, within this property are not also investors within the second property. So that's generally the norm. However, if you are one person and just buying assets for real estate investment, you can also set up a holding company as an LLC, such as ABC Holdings, and then have the holding company file DBAs underneath the LLC so that each of the properties can still be under the umbrella of the LLC, but have their own special identity by filing in a fictitious business filing under each LLC. So there are several ways you can go about this. Again, having a separate LLC for each property, the plus about it is the fact that you keep it separate, you keep it clean, there's a clear paper trail with all the transactions. The negative to that is the fact that you're dealing with multiple filing fees and multiple filing requirements and compliance requirements when you have more than one LLC. So it can become a bit tedious.
Right. I guess it just depends on the situation. Like you said, if it's just an individual investor who owns a couple of properties, maybe it's worth having, like you said, one LLC. And that's actually interesting. That's new to me, the whole idea of having DBAs for individual properties, but really all roll up into one LLC. Is that how that works?
Correct. I mean, I'll use myself as an example. We have a holding company that handles all of our commercial investments. And again, for us, we invest in commercial real estate, and we have a company that manages all of our commercial real estate. The name of the company is Yonan Properties Inc. You can visit them at yonanpropertiesinc.com. And basically what happens is if they have a piece of potential real estate that comes across, they send an email to all their investors, and they say, "Hey, we're opening this up. Are you interested in investing?" And then, this is how much you can potentially invest up to. So if my husband and I are interested and we see the potential upside to that particular piece of investment, we'll invest. But for all of those investments, we'll use our commercial LLC. Our holding company, which deals with all of our commercial holdings, to invest within that asset. This way, it's one LLC, and the LLC is really investing in each of those assets, and Phil and I are the members of that LLC.
Okay. So then the individual properties aren't necessarily in their own LLCs. What sort of, and they're DBAs of the umbrella LLC. Is that right?
Correct. So, for example, currently we have about five investments under that LLC. When I get income for each of those, from each of those investments, I have the ability to have them either write a check directly to the LLC, or if I want to take it a step further and delineate it more so that it's more separate from each other, so I know exactly who's giving me what type of income, I can have them send out a check made payable to that particular parcel within that LLC so that
Gotcha.
So that it gets deposited under that particular investment.
Gotcha.
We have tenured business experts who are actually specialists in real estate investments and can really, really walk the investor through what type of filings they need and how to structure the filing as well.
Gotcha. So what about the folks who you find it necessary to go to these states where there's some anonymity and file like Nevada Corps and then invest in a state like Georgia, which is where I am? Help us understand what's the advantage of doing something like that?
Great question, Ken. Generally speaking, really what the question you're asking is, now that I know I have to set up an LLC, where should I set up the LLC? What state? And the answer to that is that you should definitely consider setting up the LLC in the state that the property is being owned, because chances are that if you file in a different state, you're going to ultimately subject yourself to the state that the parcel is located, to their state's filing fees and requirements. So again, the general recommended rule here is set up the LLC where the actual piece of real estate is located, other than, you know, Nevada, Delaware, Wyoming. And really the reason for that is, again, Nevada, although there's this hype of no state income taxes, if the property is actually not located there, what's going to happen is if you set up the LLC in Nevada, you're going to still have to foreign qualify in the state where the actual piece of real estate is located. Same with Delaware. They have great unanimity laws. But again, if the property is not located in the state of Delaware, again, you're potentially subjecting yourself to more legal headaches and filing requirements.
Interesting. Okay. Let's talk for a second and about maybe the tax implications of the different types of LLCs. So you can select your tax treatment. Which one do you typically recommend for real estate investors?
Well, we actually preach the same for either real estate investors or startups. We suggest a garden variety LLC at first, since the first year is usually riddled with losses in any type of investment. In the case of real estate, you know, you've purchased a property, you probably want to place some money into it to, you know, clean it up, give it a little facelift. So, we definitely recommend the LLC. And for example, an S corp shareholder can only lose up to his or her basis if it's an S corporation versus an LLC. Whether as a single member LLC or multiple member LLC, you can theoretically have unlimited losses. So again, you know, to recap, you know, for any type of investor, we recommend a limited liability company in the state that the investment is going to take place. And again, as an LLC, depending on what your CPA or financial or tax advisor recommends, you can elect to have the LLC tax as either a disregarded entity, a partnership, or even as an S corporation for tax purposes. However, within the first year, when you're an LLC, you can theoretically have unlimited losses.
Interesting. I guess, you know, when you talk about S corps, you're always thinking about the tax upsides, you know, of taking distributions versus salary, but I've never really explored it in terms of being maxed out on the losses you can take. So on an S corp, you're actually maxed at your initial cost basis in terms of the loss that you can take.
Actually, it's the other way around with an S corporation. Again, I just want to, for purposes of transparency, I'm not a tax expert, but as an S corporation, you know, it is a corporation. So number one, you are, you know, required to comply with the formalities. And as an S corporation, the shareholder can only lose up to his or her basis within the S corp. And with the S corporation, unlike the LLC, the shareholders of the corporation can actually be employees of the corporation, whereas with the LLC you can't. You can only take distributions as members, and you may be even subject to higher self-employment taxes as an LLC. But because of the, you know, because you're using the LLC as an investment type vehicle, it's better, it's normally recommended that it's the better vehicle to go with, because it's more short term, less formalities, less requirements to choose that entity to, you know, place your investments within it. Because generally speaking, you're not going to be listing yourself as an employee of the LLC. You're more like taking income from the LLC if the asset provides an income, and taking it as a distribution.
I gotcha. Yeah, I think, I hear what you're saying. So from
it gets a little technical, so I hope I haven't lost you.
No. And I think my initial question too was, you can have an LLC, but you can elect to have that LLC treated as an S corp in terms of your taxes, right?
Absolutely 100% correct.
And I think that's, and I think that's what a lot of people do that are generating significant income, especially.
Correct.
They'll elect to be treated as an S corp because there are some tax advantages that we don't necessarily need to get into.
Yes, and also to even further expand on that is that the beauty of the LLC, as you said, is that you can, you know, set it up as an LLC and elect to be treated as an S corporation. And then if you change your mind or if your tax advisor recommends that, well, we don't want to get treated for tax purposes as an S corp, you can change that election as well. Right. So there is that flexibility as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And like you said, this is, it can be simple, but it can also be complicated depending on what your needs are. And I think for most investors that, you know, really want to delve into the nitty gritty of how to set up an LLC and what they need in their state, they probably just need to reach out and talk to one of your experts that are on staff. So maybe talk to us really quickly about how folks can find you.
You can visit us online at www.corpnet.com. We have live chat experts waiting by to assist you with any of your questions. You can simply pick up the phone and just contact us Monday through Fridays from 6 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at 1-888-449-2638, or you can simply email us to info@corpnet.com, and our business filing experts would be more than happy to assist you with whatever business filing or compliance questions and filing requests that you may have.
So give us just a quick idea. What is it? What's a simple LLC aside from state filing? What do you typically charge for just a straight LLC?
We have three programs, Ken, and our basic program, which is just the filing and providing you with the evidence of the filing, starts from $79 plus state filing fees.
Okay, man, that's fantastic. So again, folks, it's corpnet.com. We'll put it up on the show notes as well so people can find you. Thanks so much, Nelly, for being on the show. This was fantastic.
Ken, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. Hey, Deal Farm Podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. If you go to our website right now, dealfarm.net, you have the ability to download our new blueprint. It's called 30 Days to 10K. It's basically the exact blueprint you need to start profiting from wholesaling real estate right now. It's the resources, it's the websites, it's the services that we use. I've even included my exact postcard that I send out. Basically everything you need to start getting deals in the next 30 days. Again, it's at our website, dealfarm.net. Check it out, you can download it for free. Also, we still have our free t-shirt offer. If you want a free Deal Farm Podcast t-shirt, just subscribe through iTunes to our podcast and give us a 5-star rating, and then go through our website, contact us, give us your name, address, and t-shirt size, and we will send you a t-shirt in the mail immediately. As always, thanks so much for listening to The Deal Farm. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.